Well, it's no secret. The President of the United States is sexually active, and people are getting sick of hearing about it. I was unable to read the newspaper for a few weeks. So, to make myself feel better, I did a little bit of research. In fact, I did a fair amount of research into a real scandal and a real bad president who committed many impeachable offenses.
Present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
1979, the Nicaraguan Revolution. Sandinistas drew up a beautiful new constitution that would have been the beginning of a peaceful era, because they were free from business interests in U.S. America. So an army called the Contras for more than 8 years terrorized Nicaragua with violence and fears. And this piece of a story is just a tiny sample of how the U.S. will kill the threat of any good example. Let's remember an important part of this. The Contras weren't Nicaraguan, they were an artifice. Made home defoliation, peasant relocation, U.S. fund allocation from negotiation with Iranian leaders spent on militarization, extermination, assassination, interrogation, the ventriloquist administration. Celebrated Mr. Kite, Paul is on the base. He's here to help me tell you about a Swiftie William Casey. He's a businessman in Wooden Union on the stock exchange, enough to finance and manage Ronald Reagan's campaign. And this to ensure Reagan's inauguration, which in turn ensured Casey's own nomination as Bush's successor, as CIA director, and into this haunted White House came this investor specter.
Said had an ally in the Shah of Iran, but Khomeini threw him out into America. He ran the Ayatollah, wanted the Shah's head on a plate, and so he sees some passages from the United States. Check out the history, cause you are gonna be amazed. They arranged to have the hostages released, delayed till Reagan's inauguration day. And underneath President Jimmy Carter's eyes, they thus engineered the October surprise.
March later, Iran could not resist the seduction of another fat buck from a U.S. abduction. They started seizing Americans from Lebanon and writing ransom notes straight to the Pentagon for 5 missile shipments. They sent one hostage back. Hold your breath. William Buckley was tortured to death. But I'm ahead of myself. That interrogation happens later on in the ventriloquist administration. President Reagan, ventriloquist dummy, handed out cigars rolled in treasury money. On the puppeteer's knee, he mouthed his stated goal was to keep the Contras alive in body and soul. The moral equivalent of our founding fathers. The puppet aptly dubbed these Nicaraguan slaughterers and tossed back a $1 trillion jelly bean. Red, 200,000 simple Americans dead. Earned a flying cross in World War II, got a degree in economics from Yale, too. He made an old fortune and entered politics as a Texas congressman in 1966. Then a CIA director, he learned how to cover it up. Became an architect of secret government. Later he would wave a bag of crack on TV, declaring war on the drugs he imported as VP. Willie G and Paul K were rapping on the Regal, and the rest of what happened, it was completely illegal, cause Congress passed the Poland Amendment outlawing aid to the Contras. They wanted them to end it. I guess Congress didn't find mining harbors covert enough, or didn't want to paper people getting hurt, and they didn't okay exporting missiles to Iran for hostages. They weren't stupid, man. From now on, the ventriloquist never gave the puppet any lines to say, for fear that he would flub it. The dummy sat on his knee on TV with silent lip. The ventriloquist read at every punchline and script. He obstructed justice by destroying all the evidence. He never told the dummy who occupied the presidency. I would never have approved that if you'd asked me, quote the puppeteer. That's deniability.
MC Willie G, PhD, holding forth. I'm rapping about my homeboy, Oliver North. He maybe did it out of love for the USFA, but he tucked away 20K along the way. And maybe he wanted the world to be fairer, but the war of the Contras was a dirty war of terror. And maybe he thought that that was flour on that plane, but his secretary, she was whacked on cocaine.
And you know that I've got a beautiful secretary.
Fawn Hall, November 21st, 86, shredded a pile of jokes, a foot and a half thick. The shredder jams, what it seems, she began eating, while reading, while eating, while eating, while reading. She dreamed of Sumatra and dating a Contra. Wish she were an actress, recited a mantra. She couldn't get reliable blow in DC, so last I heard she got a job with network TV. The Arkansas governor who hid the things he did. A cowboy who made a sweet real estate deal and took from the taxpayers all he could steal. In an Arkansas airfield north of Mena, what this means is obscene. I'm getting sick, I'm turning green. That Clinton he's elected is suspicious enough, because nobody thinks that he's presidential stuff. Swamps were sold to Iran, lots of money was made for Contras to keep Nicaraguans afraid. Assassination manuals, CIA trained killers, Nazi torture methods for the Contra guerrillas. Lots of people got rich, lots of people lied. Americans gave speeches, Nicaraguans died, and load after load of South American cocaine flew into Arkansas in a CIA plane. In a CIA plane. All that cocaine was converted to crack and sold to Crips and Bloods in parts of LA that were black. When now we have an epidemic and the war on drugs, when in fact that crack was packed and played by government thugs. And the so-called war on drugs is a war on civilians, to pack us into prisons and keep them making millions. Because the fewer poor people there are on the street, then the sweeter the street for the economic elite. The Willie G and Paul K were white, disgusting and broke. We can't handle the scandals like a big bad joke. We're astute, I'm wearing a suit. Paul's cute like the Christic Institute. We can't afford a lawsuit. We're fresh like coffee, welcome like a doormat. To this end, a pen and proper MLA format. No work cited page, cause we're too enraged. We're not folk, a Christian metal punk or new age.
Yeah, boy.
Except to thank Barbara Trent for some films that we went to. And Gary Webb, you can read on the web. CD ROM or visit sgmercury.com. And read Terry Reed, he's alarming indeed. I got the deafest rhymes, I read the New York Times. Paul reads the Nation and his funky syncopation. We're educated, opinionated, sick of being watergated. If you want to start writing news that you like, get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.